First, though, to the United States, where we're hearing reports of fatalities as Hurricane Florence batters the US East Coast. The huge storm surge has inundated parts of North Carolina, and our North America correspondent, Zoe Daniel, is there in the city of Wilmington. I spoke to her earlier. Zoe, firstly, what are the conditions like where you are at the moment?
Pretty awful, really, Tom. It's been raining non-stop since late yesterday. It's also still extremely windy. Much as the storm was downgraded to a Category 1 because its wind strength had dropped to about 150 kilometres an hour, the wind has been extremely gusty. When the eyewall of the storm crossed this morning at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, it really was perilous to even consider going outside.
And more broadly, we're hearing reports of buildings collapsing and even fatalities. What's the latest information from authorities?
There have been a lot of reports of roofs off, for example. There was a motel that was evacuated. About 60 people were rescued when the roof came off in part, and they had to be taken out of that location. The other really sad story is the mother and the baby who were killed in a house that we spent some time outside late today as well. Essentially, a huge tree fell across the back of the house this morning as the eyewall of the storm came across. The family were in the bedroom. The mother and the infant were killed, and the father has been taken to hospital, badly injured. Also, a person was killed plugging in a generator, and another woman apparently died of a heart attack because paramedics could not get to her, in part, again, because of trees down across roads and blocking access.
And looking ahead, Zoe, what are we expecting in the coming days?
Well, it's not going to get any better very quickly, unfortunately. In fact, there are reports that Charlotte, which is 3 hours away from Wilmington, where I am down on the coast, could be looking at a 1,000-year rainfall event. This has been the big concern because this storm is moving still so slowly. It came across the coast at about 6 miles per hour. It's only 10 kilometres per hour. Because it was a Category 4, it picked up all that moisture and energy from the warm ocean and then progressed very slowly. It sucked up even more moisture as it crossed over. So people are being warned that the worst is on its way. Here's what the North Carolina governor had to say.
We are expecting several more days of rain, and our focus now is getting people away from immediate danger. And then we will shift into putting our communities back together.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper there, and before that, our North America correspondent Zoe Daniel.